This is Outspoken, the podcast that's not afraid to say exactly what you're thinking.
Our names are Amy, Kate and Sophie Torber. We're identical triplets, but we often don't have identical opinions. So sometimes things can get heated.
Outspoken covers all things reality TV, influencers, entertainment and issues facing women.
That is so fetch.
Thank you.
Welcome back to today's episode, which we've entitled The Secret Life of Male Strippers. Today, we're joined by Will Parfitt from Magic Men, who is an English-born stripper with an uncanny resemblance to Channing Tatum. Officially, we're so excited to have a chat with you because this episode is entitled The Secret Life of Male Strippers. So, a warning, we are going to ask you questions I suppose females have always wanted to know. But firstly, you're in Melbourne, aren't you?
I am in Melbourne.
How are you going with lockdown?
Oh, it's the worst. Apparently, they're talking about stage four now as well. I think if the cases go up, they're going to do stage four. So it could be even worse. Could be getting worse before it even gets better at the minute.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, it was so annoying. We started to go back to normal. The gyms were open for a week and then everything's closed again now. So it's the worst.
Oh my gosh. Well, has it done wonders for your TikTok? Because we noticed you have over 1 million followers on TikTok, and I know everyone's just been going on TikTok because everyone's so bored during lockdown. Has that helped you?
Yeah, that's what happened to me. I started on TikTok because of obviously all the lockdown. I was like, oh, I might as well jump on the bandwagon and just give TikTok a try. And yes, kicked off so well. So it's actually been so good for like carrying on with building the brand and everything we're doing. So yeah, it's been a good thing.
For a bit of research, I was checking out your TikTok. I was loving some of the prank videos you were doing in the city and in McDonald's. That was obviously when things weren't locked down. But what were the reactions like when you were, for those who haven't seen it, you and some of the Magic Men went out and did a bit of an impromptu strip in the streets?
Yeah, it was so cringe. It was one of the biggest cringe things I've ever done. But yeah, we did it as a bit of a publicity stunt, and we just wanted to try and get a funny video to get some like a reaction video. But we did it in the State Library. It was one of the first places, which you can imagine how cringy that was, because we were just in fireman outfits and the place was like, you could hear a pin drop in there. And the next minute we just came running in with our speaker and just, what song were we playing? Holding Out for a Hero.
That's so good.
I had it in the Herald Sun, the Daily Mail and everything the next day. They were talking about it on the radio here. We were like, oh my God, we weren't expecting that. But
that is so cool. The other video that Kate just showed me was a TikTok that went viral of you, it was your girlfriend, photos of you and your girlfriend, and then apparently a voicemail from her basically screaming at you for messaging girls on Snapchat. Was that actually real?
No, it wasn't real. It's one of the sounds on TikTok, but yeah, it was relatable, so I thought I'd use it.
That shows how old Amy and I are. We're like in our 30s now, so we're not as up
with
TikTok.
I did say that to you, Kate. I said, maybe that's a recording.
Okay, I'm just old then.
Oh, no, I wasn't expecting that one to go, like, cause that was just such a random one. I wasn't expecting that one to go viral, but obviously loads of guys can obviously relate to that, I guess, so, yeah. Guys and girls, so. I think it's on over 1 million views now as well.
Wow. Well, what is it like? Can you have a girlfriend and be a male stripper?
Yeah, I think you can. It's just obviously, yeah, people obviously think, oh, it's hard to date a stripper. And to be honest, you have got to sort of be a bit strong-minded if you are, because you have to deal with the attention that the guys get and obviously doing shows with so many girls there. But as long as there's trust there, then there's not really a problem. But yeah, it is hard. A lot of the guys do struggle with the in and out of relationships with girls, because sometimes you do actually just want to have a girlfriend too, because you're just surrounded by these crazy girls sometimes. And sometimes you do actually just want a girl to go home to. But yeah, it works both ways. But it can be challenging at times.
Yeah, because I can imagine there'd be a lot of jealousy going on. How do you, I mean, are you single at the moment or do you have a girlfriend at the moment?
Yeah, I do at the moment, yeah.
So how do you guys make it work? How do you, is there ways that you show her that, you know, you're trusting?
Well, at the minute she's loving it because we're on lockdown, so I can't even do any shows. But when the shows are going on, obviously it's just a trust thing. I guess it's no different to if you was going on a boys' night you obviously just stay in contact with them and, yeah, just try to keep them as happy as possible. But the tours is probably one of the hardest things because they have to have a lot of trust and obviously you stay. Sometimes we go on tours for like a few days, so they can be challenging.
And how crazy do the women get? Because I actually saw, I think there was this amazing documentary on the BBC about the secret life of male strippers and the women go nuts. How do you deal with that?
They do get crazy. Like, it depends where we go, but some of the tours we go on, and like, it's actually weird because you always think, oh, males act worse when they're out drinking and stuff. But when you get a group of women all together in one venue and it's only women and like 10 topless guys, then yeah, that's when you see things get real crazy. But yeah, like some of the places we go to, like Tassie, when we go there, they're like so full on because I swear it's like they've never seen a guy before the way they act when we're doing the shows. But yes, normally when I'm doing private shows and stuff, the later the night goes on, the more drunk they get, the more crazy they get. And it's normally the ones who, or the older women, like the mums and the grandmas, they're normally the ones who are getting around it the most.
I can believe that because I was going to say, is it like the brides-to-be or the older relatives? Because I've seen some women, yeah, as you said, going absolutely nuts. And is there a point where it crosses the line? Like, do you guys have any... I mean, on the tours and stuff, any sort of bodyguards or anyone protecting you, or is it kind of up to you to protect yourself?
I know. When I rock up to some jobs, the girls are like, oh, did you not bring any security with you? Like, so I'm like, oh my God, do I need some? Like, sometimes, yeah, there has been a few moments there where I'm like, oh my God, I don't even know if I'm going to get out of here alive. But yeah, on the most time, it's normally, you can normally handle yourself with a bunch of women. But yeah, they do get pretty hands on at the show. Like, sometimes you have to literally tell them to stop, especially when they're on the stage with you and it's like everyone's watching. Some girls just don't care what they're doing.
Oh, wow.
Their hands go wandering.
Do you have any crazy stories that you can share with us in particular that have stuck out in your career?
Baby showers are always a weird one that I still like. It still weirds me out that people get strippers to go to a baby shower. I've done a few of them which are weird. I did a 80th birthday.
Wow. As well,
which, yeah, that was an experience. But I thought she was going to be like not about it, but she was loving it. Apparently it was her, like it was her who requested it, and she was up and dancing around and I was doing the show and everything. So
wow.
But I did a I did one for a, it was a guy who had came out to his girlfriend.
Oh.
And he actually plays AFL here, but I'm from England, so I wasn't even sure like who he was at the time. But he came out to his girlfriend. They wanted to dress in drag. And like, I didn't know this till I rocked up. And she was just explaining it to me that they decided to get him a male stripper. And it was just so weird. He came down in like a wig and like high heels and stuff. Oh, it was so weird.
Oh, my God. is this a past player or does he currently play? We won't name any names.
I think he currently plays.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, okay.
Each to their own.
Yeah. Well, as you touched on, you're actually obviously English, as we can tell from your accent, and you actually got spotted in Australia when you were partying. And for those who aren't following your TikTok, I'm sure they will after this, but you actually look a lot like Channing Tatum. I couldn't believe it. What can you tell us about how you first got into stripping and also what it's like looking so much like Channing Tatum?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I first got into stripping, yeah, like you said, I was literally still living in a hostel. I'd just come out from England. I'd been here for about a year and a half, and then I bumped into this club promoter on a night out, and he kept like introducing me to, he was like, oh, I'll introduce you to my friends, because he was like, called over to me, he was like, oh my God, Channing Tatum, and he's like, introduced me to all his friends. I was like, this guy's so drunk. And then he like end up introducing me to all these people as like Channing's little cousin or Channing's English little brother. And then he ends up introducing me to Carlos, and then I just end up getting a trial topless waiter and after that, and it's just sort of like kicked off since then. And especially like with this whole TikTok thing again now, because TikTok, obviously, like these videos you post, they go to all these random people who don't know you, like Americans and English and everyone. So yeah, I think like some of my videos, every single comment just says Channing Tatum on them. But yeah, it's good. It's definitely the good industry to be in for that.
Do you get sick of the comparison? And also, have you always been compared to him, or was this just a new thing in Australia?
When I was like in England, I'd have a few people like say it to me like every now and again. But yeah, I just sort of really didn't pay much attention to it then. But obviously, once I started stripping, and then we were posting photos like doing the strip show, and then people obviously putting it like two together, like everyone was just all about it, like the whole chant in comparison then once I started doing Magic Men. But yeah, sometimes it's not annoying, because obviously it's still it's a compliment. I've got to take it as a compliment. But yeah, like now that I've built a bit of a brand with Magic Men and just sort of my own name now, sometimes it's like I still get people just say, has anyone ever told you you look like Channing Tatum? And I'm like, oh my god, if I hear that one more time. But yeah, there's worse people to be compared to, I guess.
So. Oh yeah, definitely. So what was your first stripping experience like? Like, were you nervous about it, or did you just own it?
Nah, my first one was obviously still to this day my like biggest cringe probably. I was so nervous. And yeah, Magic Men sort of just chuck you in at the deep end. I think they just sort of, it's like a sink or swim technique. They just kind of like chuck you into your first one, and you'll either love it or you hate it. But, yeah, and I just sort of rocked up to the first one. To be fair, I had actually quite a good group. They were just like, it was just an 18th birthday. But yeah, I remember I was like, I got my mate to drive me because I was drinking so much to try and deal with the nerves. But I couldn't even, yeah, it's just nerve-wracking at first. But then after you've done a few, I could literally now, there's no situation I couldn't walk into and strip. Like, even if there's blokes there, if there's like, if it's daylight, it doesn't matter. I'll walk in anywhere and I could strip, especially after the stripping in public stunt we did. Nothing can be more embarrassing than that.
And is there a lot of choreography and all that sort of training that does go into it? Because some people probably be like, oh, you're just going to take your clothes off. But it does seem that there's a lot more to it.
Yeah, like when we go on the tours, we normally, because a lot of the time when we're doing privates and we're doing the stage shows just in Melbourne, it's normally just like a lot of individual stuff. So you can work on your own show and do it like that. But when we go on tours, yeah, we normally do like weekly rehearsals where the boys meet up and do like new routines. So that can be challenging, because like we're not all like professional dancers, so it's hard for us all to come together and do choreo together. But yes, yeah, it's fun as well. Like, it's Magic Men is like a mini little family, and like there's so many guys from different like jobs that we probably wouldn't be together if it wasn't for like Magic Men. We get to meet all these cool guys and just, yeah, we hang out together, and it's a good little family we've got going.
Oh, that's cool. So it sounds quite glamorous, but are there some really unglamorous sides, I'm guessing, to it? Can you share with us some stories about, you know, maybe the what it takes to actually prepare for a performance? So like, are you having to hit the gym a lot and do lots of grooming?
Yeah, you have to look good. Girls are definitely girls can definitely be a brutal audience if you if you aren't like prepared. They're all going to be critics of like stuff you're doing, especially if you walk into like a room full of like dancers and it's like a birthday there. They're going to be critical of like every move you do. But yeah, you have to, obviously you just tan, gym, try and look your best, stay in the best shape you can. And a massive thing when you're stripping is you have to wear good underwear. Girls are so fussy about that. If you rock up in a pair of Alphas, they're not impressed.
I'm just thinking, I'm always hanging out my boyfriend's Alphas. I'm like, okay.
No, so you tell him that. So you know he's not stripping, Kate, at least, because he's not.
I know, but he is a good dancer. But yeah, he's not stripping.
Okay, I'm going to ask.
If he's not, that's because that means he's not stripping.
I'm going to ask a really awkward question that I know people will want asked. Do you actually use those penis pumps before? Sorry, come on, everyone wants to know.
People do ask this, but I have been to, like, because we did a show in Adelaide, I think it was, where like we did it with like a different agency was working with us as well, and one of the guys had one there, so some strippers do use them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I've never used one, to be honest, and it's like, I don't even know, it's like, it's weird. When Do you want the stripper to have a like an erection on stage? I think that would look so weird.
Yeah, that'd be intimidating, like, for some of the women. I mean, probably good for some others, but
They'd be like, this guy's enjoying his job way too much.
Yeah, we don't actually have to pay him.
there's also this stereotype that, you know, if you go into a hen's party, that the bride hooks up with the stripper. Have you ever heard of that actually happening?
Yeah, that definitely happened, for sure. Wow. It's definitely happened. I've heard some stories about that. And, yeah, I've seen it for myself. Like, the brides, I don't know what it is. I swear it's like they actually... they hear, oh, last fling before the ring. And some of them just take that way too seriously.
Do you often get propositioned when you're there, which I suppose is really hard if you've got a girlfriend? And how do you remain professional in that sort of situation? Because obviously you're trying not to be rude, but you have to actually obviously say no.
Yeah, it's actually funny you say that, because it wasn't even that long ago. I think it was a job just before this whole COVID thing kicked in. I had a job which was just a couple, so it was just him and his missus, and he booked me, and he was just like wanting me to do the show for her, which I thought was weird anyway to start with, but I just did the show. And then, like, afterwards he was asking if I wanted to do more, if I wanted to sleep with her, and yeah, just asking all this stuff. But obviously, like, we get paid to do our show, and that's it. We're not gigolos. So, well, some of the guys might do it. Some of the guys might get fired away, but nah. I just, yeah, that's the job that I do, is performing. So I just stick to that, and that's as far as it goes for me.
Wow. So what can I ask? I'm trying to imagine this couple. Is this couple an older couple, or are they, you know?
Yeah, it's just another weird situation that, like, you never, it's like, it is as cringy as it sounds as well, because I literally just rocked up to this house and the guy answers the door. And I was like, oh, yeah, who's the party for? Because you normally just ask, because we normally just get sent the jobs and the address and the contact number, and we don't know too much more about it. Mm-hmm. So you could rock up and it's a birthday or it's a, like, a hen's party. You never really know too much about it. But, yes, it was just for her. And then he was just watching me do the show the whole time.
Wow.
And then, yeah.
That's so awkward.
And then he was like, yeah, it's awkward. It's awkward. There's so many awkward situations like that when you're stripping, but you just have to deal with them.
Just be professional.
Sometimes, like, you have to take the good jobs with the bad jobs. Like, there's some jobs you go to and you probably do them for free. Like, I've been on, like, a million dollar yacht. I've been in penthouses.
Oh,
like,
wow.
There's so many good jobs like that you'd 100% probably go and do those jobs for free, but there's other jobs where you literally are like, this is not enough money for me.
Now, I would assume that one of the most awkward parts of the job would be after you've taken all your clothes off, and then do you kind of just have to pick them up off the ground, or is that kind of awkward when you leave?
That's always the most awkward part, because when you first start, I always get ready, and then, like, the group gets all set up, and then you just come running in with the music playing. And then, obviously, you're just doing the show the whole time, the music's blasted. But then as soon as, like, your music cuts out, then you're just naked, you're just, like, in a towel, and then the whole room's, like, just looking at you. And that's always the most awkward part, because you just, like, have to try and make the small talk after, like, you've literally just flashed everything in everyone's face.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, I'm just off now. I'm just going to go pop to the shops.
I know, you're like, I'm just going to grab my pants. Then, like, you have to try and, like, grab your pants from behind people's back, like, where you've thrown them and stuff. And you're like,
get your Calvin Klein's back from the women who are probably, like, sniffing them, or I don't
grab
know what.
Your Alps is back.
Yeah, exactly. Well, obviously COVID has changed everything. And I've heard that, are you guys now doing strip shows on Zoom? Is that right?
We are. Wow. We are. We never thought this was going to be what we'd be doing. But, yeah, we started it as a bit of a joke, because me and my mate were like, why don't we just try, see how many people, because everyone obviously does this OnlyFans and this other stuff. Mm. So we were like, why don't we try and sell the show that we normally do, but obviously just do, like, a mini strip show, like, in our living room, and just see if people would actually, like, pay to sign up for it. And the first week we did it, we got, like, 50 viewers. And we were like, oh, my God, this is actually better than we thought. And then it got up to, like, 150, 200 people. Wow. 1 week we had on there when we were doing it. So it was actually almost as busy as, like, one of our stage shows that we did.
Wow, that's so good.
But I guess it's just, like, everyone is in lockdown, and normally they'd be out on a Saturday night, and then they see, like, this pop up, and there's a show, and it's, like, pretty cheap. So they were just like, yeah, why not? We'll just watch it. So. Yeah.
It's very clever.
Taking stripping into 2020.
And you mentioned Carlos because he's your roommate, isn't he? Is he your roommate or is he just a colleague?
He's my business partner, yeah.
Your business partner. Because he was on, was it Georgia Love series of The Bachelorette?
Yeah, he was on The Bachelorette.
Yeah, I've done a deep dive.
Because I wanted to ask, because you always hear, you know, there's always the men on The Bachelorette and that pops up that some used to strip or that some are topless waiters. Have you been approached to be on any reality TV shows?
Dating shows?
Well, you've got a girlfriend now, so.
Yeah, I have. I was actually supposed to go to The Bachelorette, one of The Bachelorettes, interviews, but I can't remember what happened. I think I was hungover or something. It was a stupid reason why I missed the interview, but I think I was hungover or something and I didn't end up going. And also Love Island, I got right until the end. I thought I was literally going to go on the last Love Island season that they had. I got right until the end, but then I just missed out right at the end. Wow. So yeah, I've had a couple of close calls, but Married at First Sight was a bit too much for me. I don't know about that.
Yeah. Well, was that the Australian Love Island or the UK one?
Yeah, I was going to try and go on the UK one because when I went back there, I tried to go on that one, but that's obviously so competitive. Like, there's so many people applying for that one. That's the big one to go on. Mm. But yeah, I was almost got it, but not quite.
Wow, because I was going to say the Australian one. Well, you probably dodged a bullet by not appearing on it because it wasn't very good, but UK one, wow.
I watched the Aussie one here and I was like, oh, that would be the shocking one to go on.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, they had Jax on there who used to actually work with us.
Yes.
On the last one.
Yeah, because I honestly feel like reality TV producers, they'll just trawl through the Magic Men site or whatever site and just find people.
Yeah, they
people.
Do. There's normally these shows that hit, like, email through to Magic Men saying, have you got any single guys that want to do this, do that? So they do sometimes normally hit us up. And we did go on Australia's Got Talent as well a few years ago. That was, like, that was funny. We went on Australia's Got Talent as firemen.
Oh, I saw that. We did that, yeah. That was awesome. Well, one other claim to fame is that you've fed Delta Goodrum grapes. Now, I saw this on YouTube earlier. What was that like?
Did you see that video?
Yeah.
That was on the radio. Yeah, they just needed. That was another one. They just emailed Magic Men and they said, we'll come on and do this. They wanted me to do topless at first. I was just going to come on in the bow tie and do it like a topless waiter. But then Delta's manager, when I was standing there topless, Delta's manager was like, no, you can't go up to her topless. And they made me put a shirt on.
Oh, really?
So it was nowhere near as good as what it was. It was just, I just looked like some guy in a shirt just feeding their grapes. But it would have been way funnier if I was like doing it as a topless waiter. But yeah, the manager wasn't having any of it.
Wow, that's interesting.
I feel like Delta would have loved to be fed grapes by a topless man. I don't know what's wrong. Yeah, I don't know.
The other thing that we found really interesting is you've actually been immortalized as an air freshener. So you can purchase yourself. Do you have one in your car?
That was another thing that we started as a bit of a joke. We said, because we did these Sexpo tours where we go to the Expedition Centre and we were performing on the stage there. And then we got some air fresheners and posters and stuff to sell to people. But yeah, and then I was like, the last few air fresheners, I was like, oh, I'll just try to sell them on my Instagram and see how they go. And yeah, people were just buying them like crazy. We had to order like more so I could send them to people. It was weird. But it's actually just, it's just funny, people tagging me on Instagram, like they've got me hanging up in their car. There's probably some husbands out there that aren't too pleased about it.
You have to make a candle because what was it? It was
Harry Styles.
Harry Styles is apparently a candle that smells like him. And then there's Gwyneth Paltrow's candle that apparently it smells like her vagina. I don't know really why you'd want that candle in your house.
Oh my God, but that's a weird scent to have going on.
Yeah. What would your candle smell like if
does the air freshener, does the air freshener smell like you? Or
you have a penis-shaped candle, shouldn't I?
You really should. That's a new one for you. You can push that on TikTok.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Well, you were just saying before that Carlos is your business partner. So what do you guys do outside of stripping? Because I read somewhere that you were doing, you were a removalist, but have you got a business? I mean, obviously spooking all these cool things.
I was doing that a while ago, but that was the thing. I had that article with the Daily Mail. They just gave me a phone call, and then they were speaking to me about, like, sort of like this, just about stripping and just some crazy stories. And then I told them about the whole Channing thing, and then they were like, oh, can you send us a photo? And then I sent a photo, and then they they wrote this article, and then that ended up, like, going viral.
Yeah, and I saw it everywhere.
Yeah, and then they just, because the way they did the headline as well, they said exactly what I said about how much money I could make in a weekend, and they used that as the headline, and then it just sort of, that was the hook, and then it, yeah, that went viral, and then that sort of kicked off my Instagram and obviously made things real busy, like with the whole Magic Men thing, and then it got so busy that I quit doing the removalist job. But yeah, it's funny you said that about the candle thing, because we've actually got these sex toys coming out soon, which is our next thing that we're doing after the air fresheners.
Oh, wow. So is that going to be like a new online business, or is it sort of something that you spruik at the show?
Apparently it was the number one Googled thing when everyone went into lockdown for corona. So,
oh, my God. Do you know what? I literally told Kate this because I was Googling all about drop shipping, and I said, I said you should start drop shipping sex toys because everyone's going to be buying them. And you guys are. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, there you go. I'm bringing out the Will Parfit. I don't know how well it will sell, but we'll just see how it goes.
So is that actually modelled on you?
Everyone says that.
Is it on?
It's not modelled on me, but I think I think it's going to be more of a vibrator, because I think they're the top sellers. You tell me which one's the most popular.
Gosh, I don't know, and I really hope our mum's not listening to this podcast. I didn't. Yeah, just so mum knows, I did not start up that store, but yeah, you guys have, which I think is going to be much more successful.
I'll send you girls a sample.
Maybe we'll have to do a giveaway on our podcast page.
Yeah, that might go off.
Sure, let's do it.
Sure. Yeah. Well, what a way to end the interview. Thank you so much for joining us. We've had such a fun time chatting with you.
Yeah, and we can put some links.
Thanks so much for having me.
And we can put some links in our show notes. Have you guys set up the stall now or store?
Yeah. Stores?
Nah, it should be this week. But yeah, the air freshener and everything's on my page, and we've got the Magic Men shop and stuff. So they can go check that out.
Yeah, who else wouldn't want you hanging in their car? We'll link all of that below. And yeah, thank you so much. It was so fun having a chat. Thanks for all the funny stories.
No worries.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for having me.